Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby, it don't even matter. We can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I want to do you right now, right here.
I can tell by looking at you, that thing is good, 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 good. I can't help myself around you. I wanna do everything. I ain't gonna front, I'm up front, blatant about what I want. I want you here and now. Looking at me the way that you do, you want me to. And I don't wanna waste no time, so make it rain and let it fall down on me. I can't believe that you're not so good, so good.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Danes, Imago Day, and Thomas Carter. Good evening. How are you, Taylor?
Hello, hello, hello.
Girl, I had to cut the music off for a second. I was about to let the whole song play.
I got all in my feelings. I was all in my feelings. I was in here doing it.
Hey, Thomas, how are you tonight?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good, good. Hey, we might as well be open the show with some Marsha Ambrosia, so good. If anybody has not heard that CD, okay, I need y'all to go get it, and I have nothing to do with y'all getting pregnant next week, okay? All right. I love
she that put movie. That she put that disclaimer out there herself. She said she ain't responsible for it. She said go buy the album and go buy Magnums with it.
Hadn't
she said?
She is.
And you know I love me some Marsha. So you know I was all on her Twitter. Yeah, that's what she said. She said she's not responsible for it.
Well, I'm not responsible for it either. But I am glad it is Friday that I can spend time with you guys again after this week wasn't long. It was just that I've had a whole bunch of stuff to do. That's just what it is. And so I'm glad Friday is here. I'm multitasking, so y'all have to excuse me. But tonight we're going to talk about a couple of few things. First, we're going to talk about this whole just, you know, we're just going to be friends and that's all we're going to be and how not to really get it to that point of y'all being friends just in the bed. Because this is where this conversation came from. Last week, somebody posted something on my Facebook page they wanted me to read. So I was like, oh, okay, sure, I'll read it. So it was about being friends and one person having feelings and the other person not. And I'm pretty much one of those people where I'm like, okay, you can be friends with people. Men and women, we can be friends, right? Can't we? And not have sex and just be friends? I got Taylor, Thomas, you agree? We can be friends and not have sex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
We can be friends and not have sex. We can do it. It's possible. So the the article, well, the blog was saying that, you know, people are leading other folk on by being friends with people who have feelings for them. And I disagree, because if I say to you, and I'm just going to use us as an example, Thomas. Let's say, Thomas, you like me. I really don't like you like that. Like, I like you as a person, but I don't see myself having a relationship with you, but you want a relationship with me. And I say to you, Thomas, you know, listen, this is not really what I'm looking for. I really just want to be your friend, you know? And you choose to continue to try to pursue me. Now, I told you from the gate that I just want to be friends, right? So is it my fault that you continue to try to pursue me, or is it your fault?
It would be the person, it would basically be my fault. That's just common sense. Someone tells you something and you choose
I told you that this was stupid. I told you that girl was stupid.
So,
I'm sorry, Thomas. Go ahead.
And that's exactly the same thing that I said. Like, that's dumb on that second party's part, because I told you in the beginning that we're just going to be friends. Now, if you continue to ask me to go out on dates and hang out, like, I'm clearly saying no to you constantly. Or if we do go out somewhere, I pay for myself. I drive myself. So we're technically really not on a date. It's just two friends getting together, having drinks, and going home. Like, I'm not going back to your place and you're not going back to mine. We're going separate ways. And I was told, literally, that my opinion was not really valid. It's my opinion. I'm sorry if I have one, but I didn't see it the way that they saw it, but it was still my opinion, because I felt like if I told the first person, hey, dude, I really don't like you like that. I just want to be your friend. We can talk on the phone. We can text message. We can do all that, but I'm really not looking at you like, oh, I think he has potential to be my boyfriend. I'm not looking at you like that. And clearly, you're not listening. And that's dumb on your part, right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that. Like, people just do stupid stuff. Like, it doesn't make any sense for, you know, like, if I tell a woman, hey, I'm not interested in you like that, but we can still hang out, you know, that's just what it is. We're just hanging out. I think you're a cool person to hang out with. We chill, we hang out, we go out for drinks, we go out to eat, something like that. But other than that, no. The answer is no to anything else. Now, if you choose to do something else...
No, we're not laying in the bed together and cuddling.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it. No, we're not. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to pick me up. I mean, it's nice that you're being a gentleman and you're opening doors. That's awesome. But, you know, nine times out of ten, you really ain't going to know where I sit. Because I'm just not interested, and I don't need you trying to wear me down. Like, I am not Laura Winslow. You are not Stephen Urkel. Please don't try to wear me down. That's going to make me not want to be with you and not even be your friend. So I was having that conversation, and I was having that conversation on my Facebook wall, and I just stopped talking. Like, literally just stopped talking.
Because that whole thing was the dumbest conversation ever. It was dumb. And furthermore, how are you going to post something on somebody's Facebook page to spark a conversation? Because that's usually why people do it. Then the person that you posted on their page, you're going to tell them that their opinion is invalid. No, bitch, how about your presence is invalid? Get off of my page.
I mean, I don't mind people posting stuff on my page. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all, because I'll read what you post on my page. I have no problem doing that. But my thing, I definitely don't knock my opinion for something, because it's mine. I'm not going to live my life the way you're going to live your life. My opinion is definitely my opinion. And I really truly do feel that men and women can be friends and not end up having sex. I see it. I can do it. I've done it.
No, I absolutely agree, because I have a male friend that I wouldn't touch with somebody else's stuff. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. Men and women can be friends. Like, I just, there's nothing about him that I'd be like, no, not at all.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What is your problem? Like, you know, why? I don't know. I don't know why people feel like they need to tell me how to think. I don't know. Maybe not. And then when I try to say, well, I'm kind of different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am one of, let's see, how can I put it? I know that you all know that I'm a very honest person. I don't hold my tongue for much. And if I feel something, I know how to say it. So if I'm already knowing for a fact that you, sir, are going to be in the friend zone, that's where you're going to stay, that's where you're going to be, build your house, get comfortable. That's what you're saying. What?
My boo said, build a house. I can't deal.
Build a house, get comfortable, because that's what you're saying at. And so that's what, you know, it is what it is. And so that's how I felt. And I was like, how are you going to tell me? I can't have an opinion. Bitch, I was born with an opinion. Okay? You got it. Like, why is this not coming up? I don't know. Give me a second. But I'm just like, you know what? It's okay. Get fine with me. And so it is what it is. I just, now, on the opposite side of that, there are some people who will use that just friends title to be like, oh, just friends, but they boning every chance they get. And y'all know what I'm talking about. So,
friends with benefits? Yeah, greatness.
Yeah, friends with benefits. Like, you know, like, I think everybody has one. Like, well, we're just friends.
No, some people really cannot accept the fact that they actually want a friends with benefits versus actually having a relationship. Some people can't. Because some people can't. Because people will say, you know, I've talked to a few women who are like, oh, okay, yeah. Hey, I'm having trouble finding someone that I can deal with in the relationship aspect. But then you don't really want to be by yourself, but you don't want to really commit to anyone. So you want to have friends with benefits. No, I don't really want to have that. I just want somebody I can call my own. Well, you're sounding a bit confused. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, well, you don't really want to commit, but you don't really want to be out there doing X, Y, and Z with whoever may come your way. So you want a committed friends with benefits situation. You don't want a relationship, but you want someone that you can do X, Y, and Z with. Yeah, you want a friends with benefits. Plain and simple. Some people can't accept that.
It's okay. It's okay to have friends with benefits. It's okay to have people who, that, you know, that person who comes by, changes your oil every once in a while. Because it needs to happen. And for those who have not listened to the show before, what I mean by changing of oil, you need to get your rocks off, you need to have some sex, and that's what they're good for. That's what it is.
You need to bust a motherfucking nut. That's what you need. You don't need to make it sound all nice and stuff, motherfucker. They need to bust your nuts.
You don't have to make it sound all nice and pretty and put it out on a platter like, look, I need my oil changed. And if you want to get naughty with it, sometimes you got to send that text message and say, listen, look, I need to fuck, point blank, period. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, because I was about to say, so what if you, like, now that you said that, what if you have the one, like, you have your guy that, you know, comes and rotates your tires, but he's not the sharpest tool in the shed? Like, could you imagine saying, like, look, I need you to come and, you know what I'm saying, change my oil, and he really come over thinking he about to work on your car? Because he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
And that's why I don't mess with dumb fools.
No, you know what? You know what? At that point in time, use that shit to your advantage. Because if you know that you're dealing with a person who has... Listen to what I'm saying. Because at this point in time, right, the motherfucker that came over there, they just totally oblivious to the fact that this is what you want. So what you do is you tell them, hey, I don't have a way to pay you with money, but I have something else for you that you may like. Role play that shit.
I would feel like a hooker. Like, I ain't got no money, but I got this cookie that you might want to taste.
For those people who don't necessarily get enough role play, but they don't necessarily have the sharpest person in the drawer with them, you know, hey, look, all you got to do is take what you have and make it into something new. That's all. Because a lot of the times most people forget that, oh, okay, yeah, sometimes the person that you're talking to ain't always going to be in your head. So you might say, okay, you're going to change my oil. And I'm going to come over there and really start working on your motherfucking car, even though it's 10 o'clock at night. We all understand this. But you got to take what's given to you and make it into something that you can use.
Mm-mm. I can't take that. Because if it's 10 o'clock at night and you really think I would change my oil system.
Hey, some people do some weird things in life. Maybe you might have just gotten off work.
No, they do, because I had one. They do. He just wasn't smart. Just not the sharpest tool in the shed. He didn't get it. No, he was dead serious.
And you know what? I'm thankful that all my tools are sharp. I'm thankful. They're so smart.
All your tools? Yeah. Is that what you said?
All her tools, all of them.
Any tool that I have chosen is my tool.
Oh, okay.
It could be a tool that I had last year, but I could call that tool today and be like, hey, tool. What the fuck I need, and they understand because they speak my language. So my tools are smart. That's my tool. Everybody's a tool, you know?
Everybody is a tool.
But then when I do come with a list. I come with a list.
You come with a what?
Thing. I come with a list.
Oh, my goodness. That's this motherfucking list. Does the list include what's in the whole bag, too?
No. No. Okay. So when it gets really, really,
really different,
okay. So let's say
it didn't come with the whole bag.
No, we're not talking about a whole bag. Listen. No, what I'm saying is this.
Okay, this whole bag, Thomas, I can't deal. It's been months since we talked about the whole bag.
We're not talking about the whole bag. What I'm saying is, I need to know all the uses of the whole bag. Listen, look it. So, if I have been so long without some, and this is an example, I text my friend, or if I have somebody at that point, I text them and say, listen, this is a few things that need to happen within the next 24 to 48 hours. I need to, every hole needs to be filled at some point. Every hole. Got three of them. They need to be filled. Okay? Okay. So, in that list, it's going to tell, it tells you what I want to do with each one of those holes. Like, I need something to happen. So, that's what I'm just saying. There's a list of things that need to happen in our sexual encounter.
The whole bag will have some of the stuff that you need for this list. That's what I'm saying.
No, because
because
technically I may not need anything out of the whole bag except for condoms. That's one thing I need out of the whole bag, okay? That's one thing I'm going to need.
The whole bag is needed just for a bit, and it may not be put to full use, but it will be needed to some sort of degree.
I mean, it's always in use. It's in the car at all times. Like, what? Huh? Actually, I just took mine out because I got the restock. I got the switch stuff out today. I actually used it when I went out of town this weekend. So I just kind of packed a bag, and so I kind of packed my whole bag. But I didn't tow or anything while I was out of town. But I cannot say that about the next one. But I did not say that out loud. Don't judge me. So, So I have a list of things that need to happen. Like I need to have some oral happen and give you some. That's not no problem because, you know, I like that type of stuff. I like that. You know, I'm going to need my hair pulled, and I'm going to need my ass smacked. Like, I need some of these things to happen because, obviously, I've had a bad week, and I need some pressure and whatnot. So, yeah, how about this? Don't judge me. Don't do it. Don't do that type of thing.
You and your list. I love it. I love it that you got a list. So let me ask you this. Like, when he walk in the door, you just hands him the itinerary, like, at 10:05,
no,
this going to happen.
Before he gets here.
You sent him the PDF? No, she sent him a PDF,
like,
or an email.
Okay, so the message will sound something like this. Look, it'll be like, hey, how you doing? So, listen, I miss you, and I need the following to happen with probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. I understand that you may be busy at this point, but right now I need all three holes filled at this point, and you know what I'm talking about. So I need you to come over here to smack my ass and pull my hair and, excuse what I'm about to say, fuck my mouth. I mean, literally, like, this is even the text message. Like, it happened like that. So I'm just saying.
Oh, so you send a text message. You don't send a PDF or an email. You just send a text message.
It's just a little text message. It's a phone. And I might get a message back talking about, oh, damn. Or, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Or I'm coming off the road at such and such a time. Are you going to be awake? Like, it's going to work like that. It's going to work like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they comply. They do exactly what's on the list. That's why I can keep them around. They follow the rest so well. So.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How is it terrible? Hey, I am a woman who knows what I want. Oh. Therefore, they cannot say, well, I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
You know I was a handful when you got involved with me. You knew it.
Who's that?
What?
Okay.
What?
Well.
I promise you're a little bit with there.
Oh,
no. No. I'm trying to figure out how to word it and not make it sound like it's crazy, but it's not crazy.
Oh, we're about to talk about crazy people in just a second.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, too. So basically,
what, everybody got a crazy story this week?
My goodness.
No, we're talking about your friend.
I have no crazy story.
But let's have to talk about his. Let's have to see what he's going to say.
No, so basically what you're saying is that when you're in need, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The list gets fulfilled or you get cut. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what I heard.
No.
That's what it sounds like. Listen, I need this, and this. I need this, and this done within the next 24 to 48 hours. That doesn't
even
sound
like it. I didn't say we're going to be done. I give you a time limit, and then if you can't do it, then I understand, but we need to make some arrangements.
That wasn't expressed. All I heard was
she just came up with it. That's why it wasn't expressed. She just came up with it. That's what happened. She just came up with it.
Right. Because all I heard was, I understand that you're busy, but you have 24 to 48 hours.
I heard what you heard. I heard the same thing.
24 to 48 hours. But within that 24 to 48 hours, if things are not handled,
I didn't say I was firing them. I
off
did not say
with
that.
Your head. That's what
listen,
she said.
I don't know.
Off with your head.
No, I'm not firing them.
Like
she said off with your head. That's what she said.
Stuff like that. You fire yourself for being stupid and telling lies. I don't fire people for being busy and not being able to comply at sometimes. I don't fire you for this. I fire for lies and stupidity.
I'm mad she said if you fail to comply. What is this, a job? You fail
right.
to
this
comply?
Is a business proposition. She gave him a contingent offer of employment. That's what she did.
Yeah.
She gave him a contingent offer of employment.
And she had to make sure he passed the 90-day probation period.
Right. Before he even got that phone call.
I'm telling you, she talking about she sent a text message. No, she don't. She sent a PDF file and an email.
No, I don't. I sent a text message.
What kind of phone you got, Amaz?
I have a Galaxy S5. I got a fancy-ass phone. I sure do.
Yep,
That's exactly why she sent the PDF file.
You sent a brochure. You ain't even send a text message. You sent a brochure. You didn't send them an email.
He said you sent
them
a brochure.
You sent them a brochure.
He said I created it with Dropbox.
Yep. With Dropbox and all.
Okay.
She gave this man a list of things.
Okay.
She said, hey, listen, if you
that
do
was
this
her,
year,
that was her list of demands. And if it wasn't
right.
met, then it was off with his head.
Right. She said, if you do these things here, I will do these things here. On one side of the brochure is the things in which she wants. On the right side of the brochure came all the benefits of doing the things in which she wanted.
If you do what
I want, you're happy. Right. And in small print, it says, failure to comply, you will be fired.
With a small asterisk.
Right.
It's written in fine print in italics.
Right.
Forget y'all. It's not that serious.
You know what? I'm done with this subject.
Oh, don't say that. You know she's going to mute you or she's going to fire you. You better be cool. You better be cool.
You know what?
The
first 30 minutes was about my topic. So we're about to move into the next topic anyway because it's about to hit 11 o'clock. So, how do you know that the person you are sleeping with is crazy? How you know?
I mean, not like, all right, they just like, you know, they put ketchup on everything kind of crazy. Not that kind of crazy. I'm talking about they up at 3 a.m. looking at you while you sleeping.
I don't like that example of putting ketchup on everything because guess what? I put ketchup on just about everything that I eat. because I like ketchup.
I see.
So, well, she was saying, she wasn't listening. You wasn't listening. She said she's not talking about the people who put ketchup on everything.
Not that kind of different. Like, not that kind of crazy. You know, they put ketchup on eggs. They put ketchup on everything. Like, they put ketchup on sandwiches.
Again,
not those kind of people.
Okay, so I eat ketchup on my eggs. Shut up. Don't judge me. So, anyway, the upgrade.
I'm talking about
what I do is normal.
I'm, okay. All right.
You know
well,
what?
I'm talking
Am
about
I?
The people.
Stop. Stop.
I've been drinking.
Stop.
Did
you have
okay.
some watermelon this past week or something?
Sorry, what? Did I have what?
Did you have watermelon this past week or something? You okay?
Did I have what? Watermelon?
You know what?
You heard what I said.
Wow. And you heard what she didn't say, so that means she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're gonna get back to that at 12. We're gonna get back to that at 12. We're gonna get back to that. We're gonna get back to that. We're gonna find out the details about that. But I'm talking about the real crazy folks. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, they up sitting staring at you sleeping. Them type of crazy people. You know, them type of people that, you know, you get ready to go out the door and they already at your
front. They crazy.
Yeah, and they already at your front door and you ain't even know they was coming over. Them type of crazy people. It's signs. I'm sorry. It's always signs. See, my type of crazy,
okay.
I tell you up front, I am team crazy, okay? But I only display my craziness when I'm forced to. I don't just be walking around crazy. But if you force me to display my craziness, I will. But some people just display their craziness all the time, just 24/7. They just crazy.
Well,
I mean batshit crazy, just full blown batshit crazy, like they need a straitjacket kind of crazy. Yeah, them folks, them people.
What I think is that some people miss the signs of crazy.
They do.
Like
me. They do. They do.
I put this on my Facebook page. Like, why don't men realize how crazy a woman is from the gate? Because it's in her. You see it, but you just choose to look at her boobs and her ass, and you don't really see it because her crazy
lies
behind her eyes.
That's the problem. They're like, oh, she got a fat ass. Oh, she got big titties. Okay, now you got a black eye and you in her trunk. Now what? See?
Wait a minute. Now, let me explain something to y'all. Listen, right? So now, we sitting up there, we talking about all this crazy shit. Now, sometimes that craziness don't happen until they get started doing the do.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that because that ties into my story. Go ahead.
Right. Because it don't start until that shit start happening. Then it get real good. And then, you know, because, like, now, first off, some women have this thing of showing the interview person, you know, all the laughing and giggling and playing and all that good shit. Yeah. And then, you know, everything's cool. Y'all do the do. And the next thing you know, she just start looking at you real sideways. What's that about? Nothing. Okay. Now, he's not thinking about that. He's just like, all right, whatever. Then she starts doing
some more
random
shit. I need to stop
having
that, all right, whatever, start paying attention to the signs.
Yeah, but then, you know, that ties into the whole, what would you know tonight? Nothing? Just chilling with the boys? Okay, whatever. You mean you just sit up there, you look at her like, what the fuck is your problem? When you start getting them little attitudes and things for no apparent fucking reason at all, then she crazy. Plain and simple. Because, I mean, if you digging her down like she likes to, if you spending time with her like she likes to, and you still getting attitude behind some bullshit, she fucking crazy. Plain and simple.
Well, I don't don't get crazy after I get dick, so it don't much matter to me.
You get crazy before you get dick?
Absolutely. Yes, she does.
Wait a minute.
And before you even try and overtalk me about that, I could go back a couple of episodes. It's in the archives how you talk about how you get crazy when you don't get none.
That's when I don't get any. That's because I've had too many bad days, and I got this pressure in my system that needs to be released. There's too much estrogen built up, so I need to release it, and we need puppy pads. But that's in the handle there. It's just I need to release. And Bob ain't doing it. I need some male pressure up against my skin. Need some marks to be left. You know? Handprint on my ass. Back mark on my shoulder. I don't care. Let's do this.
So basically, they got to beat you up?
No, that's not beating me up. That's not beating me up. That's
what you call it?
Showing me that I'm special.
I'm like, dang, stop judging me. Wait a minute, why do I feel judged on my own goddamn show? You're not being judged. I'm simply asking for clarification. Because it's a bite mark, handprints on the ass.
I mean, you know, sometimes it may happen. There might be a little bite mark on the shoulder blade.
You know, I heard some pulling of the hair.
Hey,
that
I sound
like some old. That sounds like some old not even fourth grade, but kindergarten, first, second grade. I like you, shit. Hey, I like you.
No, it's not. But you don't like to pull women's tail when you're having sex with them. They don't like their ass smack from the back. Don't like that type of stuff. I like
it. Oh, they love it. They love it.
Okay, so you judging me because I open up my mouth and say, I like it.
No. I didn't judge you. I asked for clarification.
Like, I really do feel judged.
How do you feel judged when I ask for clarification? Because you said, hand print. There's a difference biting.
My ass print.
I can smack your ass.
I'm light skin. You have to realize a mark is going to be left anyway. I'm light skin.
Unless you bruise fucking easily, like my ex-girlfriend is lighter than you. My ex-girlfriend is lighter than you, and I have never left a mark on her.
I bruise easily, and marks are left easily on me. It's okay. They know what I like. My tools know what I like.
So basically, they got to put a little bit of pressure behind that.
They got to be, you know, there's got to be some pressure. Got to feel it.
Not even a little bit of pressure, but some pressure.
Some pressure.
With some emphasis on it. With some emphasis in it.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you. I'm simply asking for clarification. That's all.
I feel judged. But back to these crazy people that Taylor has come across in the last 72 hours. That particular person. Yeah, because that person was crazy. And I need people to understand that when I was first shown the picture of this person, I was like, oh, that bitch crazy. Like, I knew she was crazy just by looking at her eyes. I was like, oh, that broad's crazy. Now, she got some big boobs. Don't get me wrong, she had big boobs. But, hey, I thought that she was crazy. And then her cheeks. Okay, listen.
Okay, listen, this right here, people, I need you to sit down for this one. I need you to sit down because this explanation right here had me in tears. It had me in tears. Listen closely to this explanation.
So people, and this is me being funny and joking. So people with fat cheeks, like chipmunk. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, shit, my cheek. Supposed to say, yeah. Or whatever. So I think that they hold all their secrets in their lives in their cheeks. So if they got these really huge cheeks, you can't trust nobody with large cheeks like that because they got so many lives holding on to stuff like shit, mice and squirrels and shit. So, I can't trust no old chick with fat cheeks. I can't do it. Bitch got too many secrets. And she's crazy behind her eyes.
Then that one look that she had in her eyes, like she looked like she was stone cold, crazy as hell.
I don't know which it was. Let me see
if I can pick out what picture it was. Because it was like four.
While she's trying to find the picture, I'm going to tell you the story so now you can catch up. So, I had to deal with a stalker this week. It wasn't my stalker. It was someone else's stalker. And apparently they are full-blown, just like 100% stalker. Just like texting and they're stalking, like they're cyber stalking them, like they're cyber stalking their Twitter, their Facebook, and everything. And I was kind enough to deal with the situation so that therefore they wouldn't have to deal with it anymore. But like this girl is like batshit crazy, like just full blown crazy. Like, I mean, making plans to get pregnant and everything.
Mm. I mean, crazy. She was ready to have sex. Like, I don't understand. Now, I did find the pictures. It was, like, the third picture. It's the third picture, and it's the one at the bottom. I think that particular one was like, oh, gosh, you look crazy as fuck. Like, in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, that bitch crazy. Oh, she crazy. She crazy than a big bug. But my thing is this, like, you women, yes, I agree. Some women do get crazy after you bone them a couple of times. And your sex to them may be the bomb, but their sex to you may be very mediocre.
So
and
far.
Mediocre is just being...
It wasn't even, from my understanding, it didn't even happen, but she just was batshit crazy just from the beginning. However, I think, this is what I think happened. I think that he smashed and it wasn't good. So then, you know, the typical, I'm just not going to say nothing else to you, as opposed to just being up front. Because, you know, us women, we want closure. Like, we want clarification. You can't just bone us and then just not speak to us anymore, because we take that shit personal. Because, you know, our feelings run through our lady parts. So we don't, some of us don't know how to accept that. But what I think happened was that he was like, you know what, that wasn't a good nut. I'm not going to do this again. I don't want to be bothered with you. And she... She didn't get the memo. She didn't understand because she never had that happen to her before. So she just was like, well, what's going on? So that's why she was stalking him. That's what I think happened. But everybody's trying to tell me that's not what happened. But I think that's what happened. He smashed and it wasn't a good nut. And then he felt some type of way that he wasted his time and energy on that bad nut. So then he just stopped talking to her. And she got mad because he just stopped talking to her.
Let me clarify something for you. Okay. It's never about the nut. It's never about the nut. It's about what you do when you're having sex. You see,
okay.
you can have sex with a person and have a great nut because they do some off-the-wall shit. But if they say some off-the-wall shit, like, oh, it's the first time smashing, and they're like, oh, I want this day forever, and I want to have your baby. Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. That will fuck up everything. Everything. So the nut might have been a great nut, but.
Oh, I get you. All that extra other shit while he was trying to get the nut wasn't necessary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you put it that way, she could have been batshit crazy while they was fucking, and now it's just a matter of, oh, I don't want to be bothered with you because you crazy.
Mhm.
And if that's the case, and if that's the case, and he did smash, I just hope that he didn't leave the condom alone with her. Well, first of all, I hope he used one. Second of all, I hope he didn't leave it alone with her, because now he probably got all types of whatchamacallits and doodads happening with him. I just hope Shane got him for 18 years. That's all I'm saying.
I'll tell y'all ladies a secret. Even if y'all have bad sex the first time with a guy, he'll probably give you a call back. Unless it was just like some shit like you just threw up or you couldn't control your bowel movements or something like that. It has to be some extraordinary shit for him not to call you back.
Dang. So, okay, so let me get this straight. Let me back it up. So you mean to tell me I can invite Tyrone to my house, right? Me and Tyrone trying to get it in, and I just decide, you know what? I ain't going to do shit. I'm just going to lay here, and that's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to make four sounds the whole time, and that's it. And you mean to tell me... And you mean to tell me that there's a possibility Tyrone might call me on Monday and be like, what's up, girl?
Mm-mm. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is if you lay there and make four sounds throughout the whole entire time.
Ah, shit. Ooh.
You will.
Four sounds.
Probably. You'll probably get a call. Probably about 4 weeks later, maybe even 5 or 6, saying...
I got you. I'm going to be the last resort booty call. I'm going to be the 4:45 booty call. I got you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You'll get that call. It just won't be for the purpose in which you think it's for. That call will be at like 3 a.m. talking about I'm coming through at 4. And I'm going to be leaving by 5.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah. Okay. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Good luck.
That's crazy because if the shoe was on the other foot and I'm in there putting in work, I didn't got my cardio and everything else workout on and you don't got nothing to give me, like you can't do nothing for me, I'm not calling you. Your name is now blocked in my phone. It is saved as ignore. I am not calling you back. I'm not texting you back. I'm not Skyping you. I'm not Facebooking you. I'm not hanging out with you. I'm not talking to you on Google Chat. Don't tweet me. Don't even send me a DM on Instagram. I'm just not doing it. There's no way.
And that, my friends, is the difference between men and women.
Mm-mm.
Because
and you know what? If it's that bad, I might try and bust you in the head before you leave my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because men are different. Men will try and train you. Bad sex can be
fixed. Yeah, no. The fuck?
Bad sex can be fixed. Oh, don't give me that shit. Don't give me that
shit.
No, men could.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, because
some women take the time to teach them. They do. They teach them.
I ain't got time to teach nobody.
Wait, turn the motherfucking out. Turn out. You don't train men, but you have a list of the men in which you want that man to fulfill. That is training.
That is, first, yeah, she got
it's
a,
not like
no,
I
it's
sprang,
a problem. You
it's
know
not
what?
Like
it's
I
moved up.
The list on them in the first encounter. If you get the list, then you know what the situation is. That means you and I have been fucking for years.
No.
You know
now,
the list. You know what the fuck happened.
So wait a minute.
Okay.
So now
the
list is upgraded. The list is upgraded. Now it's a PowerPoint presentation.
You can't introduce so many people to the things that you like. Like, you can't do it. Like, you...
No,
like,
I agree. You definitely can. Everybody
young,
can
like,
handle that. I definitely agree with
right
that.
Right now. Like, it's this little young cat that's trying to talk to me right now. Like, I'm not paying him no bit of attention because I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I can't... If I decided to really go there with him, I can't introduce him to everything. Because
if I introduced him to everything on the first night, that dude's mind will be fucked up for life. And he won't
and
go
now
nowhere.
You got a stalker. Now you got a stalker. And now we got to check the news for you every day. Mm-mm, that's too much.
Right.
Too much.
Me and my mom said you put your best foot forward.
You can put your best foot forward and not give them everything at the same time. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can make
you
your booty pop a little bit, but don't go deep throating the shit on the first night. Like, no, who the fuck does that?
What? What?
I'm sorry. I said a lot.
Hell no. Listen. Hell no. Listen. Let me tell you something, right?
Mm-mm. Let me tell you something.
Because
that finger was strong too. It was right on your nose too.
Yeah,
it was strong.
Like, hold on.
He said, "Yeah, it was."
Smack you with this motherfucking newspaper real quick. Crazy ass. No. Fucking bad news, man. Listen. If you sit up there, you holding back that first time. And this guy is putting in all this work, and you hold him back from him, guess what? If he's smart, he already knows it. No, but here's the point. You don't know what that man is capable of dealing with until you put him in that position. Now, if you sit up there, is he not able to deal with it that first go-around? That's all well, fine, and good. Because sometimes some men take that 2, 3, 4, 5 times to get it right. And that's not all men, but I'm just saying, some men. Some men take, you know, trial and error to get it right. Once you do, once he do get it right, you already won, you already got a hook, so you ain't really got to do much else. And the training process becomes something less difficult. Because no matter what you say, you're training someone to learn how to have sex with you. Because if you weren't, then they would have complete creative control on what it is that you, on what it is that, how you would have sex with them.
Guess what? I'm not giving him everything in the beginning because he will stop the shit I think. I can't do it. I'll give it to them a little bit at a time. How about that? But see, the ones that have been there for years, they've already got pretty much everything. So they know how it works and how it goes.
So to me, it sounds like you've reached the pinnacle in your sex life that you're comfortable with.
No, because we do different things all the time. No.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. To me, that's what it sounds like. Even though you may have, you know, you may still be growing in some aspects, but to me it sounds like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, this is this and this is that.
He's not old enough to ride this ride quite yet.
You know what? We're going to leave this topic alone. You go ahead.
Oh.
Just make sure I just know just to back out.
Old enough to ride this ride. And then I feel like you have to be this tall to ride this ride. So, you know. You're right.
So basically what you're saying is he's not tall enough to ride the ride and he doesn't have the right equipment?
No, I'm just joking. It's a joke. God, see, everything, I'm 5'1". Everybody's taller than me. Okay.
Not everybody.
Anybody shorter than me, we're really not tall.
I know some short people.
Huh?
I know some 5 foot niggas.
Talk to nobody. 5'1" and under. I just can't do it. It's not in me. I can't. I've tried, and it don't work. But
how will it work? Y'all both the same goddamn size.
I can't talk. I can't do it.
You know what?
Our children have no.
Nope,
our children will never be tall. You know, I don't want to do that to them. I don't want to. You know, I have to look at the bigger picture. So I don't really date short men. I like men who are usually about 5'6" and older. I'm 5'1". If I put on heels, I am 5'4". So, yeah.
Don't judge me.
Now, are those the going out heels, or are those the bedroom heels?
Oh, listen. I didn't tell you all about my pole class that I took last weekend.
Wait, so we're just not going to go into that?
So I mean, I have all types of heels. I have all types, you know. But my class has now given me a set of skills that, yes, he's going to be happy when he sees me the next time. But I'm just saying, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It's very much fun. Learned a little routine to it. Got a little prop, got some chairs. So I'm good at it. But, yeah, I have all kinds of heels. You know, my church heels are not made for the bedroom. Okay? Church heels can't do that. That's just stupid. But I have some 6-inch heels with a 2-inch platform. I have a few of those. So, yeah.
Now, are those the bedroom heels, or are those still the going out heels?
They can be either or. Because he likes heels, and as long as they're cute, he don't care. And sure enough, though, and I need him to know I still want them purple, red, and gray ones. Make sure.
Oh,
I
my
got
God. It. It's Friday. You still talking about them shoes from Tuesday?
Say so. Don't you fucking judge me. But you do it. Because I want them damn shoes. Every time I look at them, my foot is wet. Deal with it. What?
Mm-mm-mm.
What? Don't judge me. Don't do it. Please don't judge me.
This is not a judging. We are not judging. We are simply inquiring and asking for clarification. That's all.
Yeah. It's terrible, but it's good.
I don't see how people get stalkers though. I never understood that. I've had women
okay
tell me, like I can understand why you would have a stalker, but then I'm like, no, because I'm fucking crazy my damn self. So I don't think that they would want to stalk me because I'm not too much right in the head. I don't get crazy. I don't get crazy like that. But I simply tell you, listen, if it came
it's
down
not that
to
the women are creating the stalkers. It's not that. It's that person, and this goes back to knowing how crazy a person is from the beginning. Let's say, you know, she's like, oh, he's such a nice guy or whatever, and he's so awesome, and I love spending time with him. Then he starts showing pieces of his crazy. Now, you already done had sex with him. You done all that. And now he's showing signs of crazy, and you kind of try to wean yourself off of him, but he don't want to wean himself off of you. And then his crazy just starts to amplify a little bit more when you're not returning his phone calls, when you're not, you know, answering the door when you pop the fuck up at your house. First of all, why you popping up at my house? You will get shot that way. Don't do it. So it's just like stuff like that. That's how stalkers are created. And sometimes it is that the sugar behind our walls is just that good. She may have that type of hoo-ha that stays wet the whole entire time, and it's near perfection to the point of it's tight, it's gripping you the right way. She's, you know, cushy. She's everything that you want in good stuff. And now to have that snatched away from you, and you already like, man, I love that pussy, and I like doing this, and I like doing that. You're even telling your homeboys, like, man, I can't even hang out with you. She's calling me. I'm going to hang out with her. So it's a lot of factors that cause men to stalk women. And that's why we can't be giving it to them so quick and so easily all at one time.
No,
like,
I will have to say that is true.
She got the best dog on head that he's ever had.
No, that's true, because I had an experience with that. because I was dealing with this one guy, and I just lost interest. It is what it is. Like, I lost interest, and I told him, and this fool sat at my living room table in my house and cried for 2 hours, cried, like tears, snot, like boo-hooing, crying for 2 hours. He finally left, right? Wait a minute. He finally left, right? He left. So then I was like, all right, well, it is what it is, whatever. No, he came back the next day. Like, I didn't talk to him. Like, I didn't tell him what was up. Like, I didn't say shit to him. So he came back and was like, hey, what's up? Excuse you. I told you last night that you can't, like, be here. Like, I'm not with you. Like, he was full-blown crazy. Like, he cried. And I'm just like, uh-uh. He started coming to my mom's house. Like, him and my mama got cool. Like, why are you hanging out with my mama?
Mm-mm.
He thought that if he was hanging out with my mama, then my mama was going to be like, you know, that is a good man, baby. No, my mama was like, oh, you know what? You need to leave him alone because he's crazy and you crazy and just leave him alone. And my mama had to break up with him for me for him to finally understand that, you know, I don't want to be with him. And then I saw him, like, some years later. Like, I saw him, what was it, like last year or something like that. I saw him. And he was like, he made a beeline for me. He was like, oh, my God. I was like, I don't even, what? Hey, what's up? And then he's, like, talking to me, and I'm like, who the hell is this? I don't even know who this is.
You done forgot him. You done forgot what it is.
Yeah.
I need you to know what he looks like.
I forgot, and then he just was, like, all excited to see me. He's like, it's been years. How you been? You know, da-da-da-da. I'm just like, I don't. I've been, like, I was very vague with my answers because I'm trying to remember who this is. I'm like, I've been good. Everybody's good. And they start asking me about my mom, so I knew this wasn't somebody that I knew, like, in the last 3 years or so. So I'm like, I don't. So after a while, he was like, you don't remember me? I'm like, nah. Like, no. He was like, what we used to date? I was like, what the hell? When? And then when he told me his name, I had to remember. And then I was like, okay, bye. Like, no, I'm not giving it. He's like, yo, we should hang out. We definitely should not, because now I remember that you're crazy. No, I broke up with you, so you tried to get into some sort of weird friendship with my mama. No, she was crazy. Mm-mm. Won't do that. I can only be the crazy one in this thing here, but we both can't be crazy. So no, I've had.
Well, let me tell you. Let me see. Are y'all just breaking things off with men and just making them go cold turkey, or are y'all actually weaning them off? Because if you're trying to just go cold turkey on somebody, that's going to be totally difficult. But if you're weaning them off, you know. That's different.
Yeah, no, so I did. Like, I stopped, first of all, like, I stopped doing all that with him. The next thing was, like, every time he wanted to hang out, I'd be like, you know, I'm busy. Or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, I started my distance. I just wasn't, like, I just didn't change my number and move. I didn't
do
that.
Did you tell him that, or did you just go ahead and make your move?
No, I did that. Like, I told him, like, you know, I think we should slow things down a little bit, you know, and I started, and then I backed off a little bit. Then I was like, you know what? I'm not really feeling the exclusive thing. Maybe, you know, we should have an open relationship.
Really? Really? So you hit him with the open relationship line?
So then he didn't understand that either. So then I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe it would be best if, you know, we didn't see each other. So he was like, oh, so you want to cut back the time that we spend together? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, would you want to see each other like once a, like, you know, once or twice a week? I'm like, no, I don't want to see you any weeks. And then, you know, he still didn't get it. He still didn't get it. So then when I was like, you know, flat out honest, like, you know, this is really not working out. Like, I'm not really big on you anymore. Like, I'm not really feeling you. And I need you to understand that I just don't want to be with you anymore. So this is pretty much it. Because I had took all the steps. But then after I did all of that, and then he cried at my dining room table for 2 hours, and then the next day he came back to my house, and I'm just like, I can't, what else am I supposed to say? Like, I was nice the first 4 times. But now you're trying to, like, you literally hanging out with my mama. Like, you at my mama's house, like, y'all chilling. Like, you taking my mama to the store. Like, you taking my mama to bingo. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to, like, why are you trying to get good in with my mama? Like, my mama don't even like you. So why are you trying to get in good with my mama?
Wow.
He was crazy. He was trying to get in where he could fit in. Like, he thought that my mama was just going to be like, you know what? I think you need to reconsider. That is a good black man for you. You should settle down. My mama was like, uh-uh, you need to get 1,000 feet. That nigga is bad shit crazy, and I'm not burying my child nowhere. Get away from him. He is crazy. He going. My mama told me he was going to take my eyeballs out with 2 pencils. That's what my mama told me. She said, get away from him. He going to take your eyeballs out with 2 pencils.
I can't with mama. I can't with her. Mm-hmm. I can't with her tonight.
That's what she said. She said he was going to take my eyeballs out with 2 pencils. I said, okay, mama. She said, you leave him alone. She said, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you just, she said, well, you just don't sleep with him. Because I don't know what you did to him, but that boy crazy. He's going around sleeping with him. And then she said, she told me I needed my ass beat because I was sleeping with him and I made him crazy. I said, no, I don't think that was it. I think it was, he was crazy before, but it just started coming out a little later. But yeah, it wasn't anything that I did. Like, I went through all the phases of trying to wean somebody off of you, and it didn't work.
For me, it depends. It depends on the situation on why I want to get away from you. If you have done something that I do not agree with, such as tell me lies and take my trust and all of that, then I'm about to tell y'all some real honest shit right here, okay? So I want y'all to receive it. Don't judge me. Just listen. If you do some shit like that to me, like you tell me a lie, I find out that it's a lie, I'm going to fuck you one last time and that's it. There ain't no being all. I'm going to give you one last time real good, and then while I'm on top of you, after I get my nut, I'm going to say, listen, you know this was last time, right? You can get your shit and you can go. That's how I feel. Like, if you tell me lies, I don't have time for lies and dishonesty. I don't have time for that. Now, if we are just kind of just falling apart to the point of I really don't want to be around you anymore, we are just not growing together, I might wean you off of it because your sex might still be good to me, but we're just not in the same place. You don't want the same things I want. Your ambition is at your neck. Mine is above my head. Like, it's like that. So we're just not in the same place at the same time. So I'm going to wean him off of it, and we'll still be friends because I'm going to support you, and hopefully that your ambition grows. So it's just different situations on how I stop having sex with someone and get rid of them. Yeah. No judgment. Because I've done it. I sure have. I'm like, you know, this is the last time, right? You get up. You get out. Get your shit. Have a good evening. Oh, you didn't get yours? Darn. Got mine. Bye-bye.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I don't give a fuck what you do afterwards. But can you make sure that we at least get a net? That's it.
Okay.
That's all. Shit, the net.
You should have thought about that before you lied. You just thought about that before
no,
you
wait,
to take
no.
my trip.
Fuck the bullshit. Fuck the bullshit. I've already accepted the fact that I lied, I did whatever the fuck I did. I already understand that. But the only thing
the
that I asked...
The consequences and repercussions.
Motherfucker, then you might as well not... You know,
consequences and repercussions of every action that you have that is not right.
You know what? If men did that shit more often, you know how many fucking women would be crazy?
I don't lie and I don't act dishonest. So,
No. Nope. If men just literally, every time they have sex with a woman, just literally stopped, packed their shit up, and left right before women got their nut. You know how many fucking women be crazy?
Yep. Do y'all not realize some of y'all do that?
No, I've realized that some of us do that, but some of us also make sure that you get your nut.
Yeah. And those are appreciated. Those don't have the high turnover rate. They don't have a high turnover rate. They stick around for a while.
They don't stick around.
They've
for
been
a while.
With the company 14 years.
Mm-mm-mm. All I'm saying is, don't do some shit you wouldn't want done to yourself. That's all.
That's okay. We have a caller online. Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi. How are you feeling?
I feel like shit, but it's okay. I'm going to do this quickly, and then I'm going to go back to bed.
Okay.
I was just listening to you guys, and I had to call and say that, was it Taylor who just said, or was it you? Imaja said that those are the ones that don't have a high turnover rate.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I just called to say those are the motherfuckers that's messing up the game right there. You know why? Because they get women strung out because she gets her nut every time. She knows who to call when she needs to get one. It's him. And she might catch up with him because he might be delivering the goods to somebody else because they number one on that list too. And I'm just saying, those are the ones that make women crazy. It's the one that put it down the bedroom and can make everything else he did okay because you don't get that nut. Yeah, they don't have to lie because
they make
fail.
It's
because
we
know.
Go.
Those are the ones that your sister's fighting in the street over right there.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I knew he was cheating on me, but he came home to me every night. Those are the ones.
Yep. And he made me feel special every single night because he still did.
Yeah.
He didn't come home slack, and he came home taking care. What?
Yeah. Put it down. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when we came... And when we can't get him because we called him several times, we just hope he's not the cocky one to say, I was with my other chicks. We want the one that makes the lie good for us. We know where he was, but when we get him, he said, my battery died and I didn't have my charger. We wanted that. That makes us go, oh, okay. Well, since I got
you now. I'm buying a new battery tomorrow so you can have two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's that MF right there.
Yes,
sounds like
I agree.
Thomas, because Thomas threw that out there, but because the other side of the coin is the dude that we've been dealing with, the one that we've been dealing with for so long that we have to pretend and squeeze and do shit to ourselves to get off because he doesn't make sure that happens. So we're trying to figure out which one we want to deal with.
Right.
That's true.
between a rock and a hard place. Like,
that's do it. We continue to mess this unfaithful, giving me everything I want, dude? Or, just though he gives me what I want, but, like, it's more of the emotional give me what I want,
right,
and not sexual give me what I want, because mm-hmm. he can't do nothing. Like, his rhythm is terrible. Like, I have to literally think about the other so that I can get my, and I'm not the only one guilty of that, so.
Yeah,
because you got to be on his time, because his time, he coming quick. You know, he not going to give it to you for the length of time you need. And right when you feel like, okay, if I do this and I get it like this, if I put my leg like this, if I hold my breath, and right when you try to get in your head, okay, I can make this work, he done. And you got that look.
You
of
got exactly.
You.
You got exactly 3 minutes and 45 seconds to get all of that done.
Mm-hmm. He does. Oh, he done. And then, you know, he.
And then
he
it makes you mad if you done drove across town 20 minutes for this 3 minute session.
But he, like, you know, what you want to do now? That's the one that's going to do a cuddle or go buy you some shit or pay your bill or whatever. What you need now? That's the dude right there.
I need you to last longer than 3 damn minutes and 45 seconds. That's what I need for you to do.
Mm-hmm. And that other dude.
But how do
you
say that to a person? Like, I need you to, without hurting their feelings.
Okay. All right. See, I got an answer. See, I got an answer. This is what you do, right? When y'all just laying around and stuff, you be like, you know, hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something. And then, you know, he's, all right, whatever. So y'all sitting around talking, and then you say, listen, I want to try something different. Or what mm-hmm. you want to try? I want you to try and last longer than 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Right. I know some dumb stuff is about to come out your mouth. God.
Or here we go. Or here go. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, plan B. Boom, I got it. All right, so if plan A don't work, you go to plan B. This one you say, come here, baby. You know, I want you to do something for me. You let him, you tell him that, you know, you think it's sexy, you know, he's touching himself or whatever the case may be. And then you let him know that, you know, I just want to watch you. Just like, I just want to watch you. So then when he rubbed that first one out, you know you good. If that first one came out already, that was 3 minutes and 45 seconds. So now the second one, so now you know you got a whole 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
You got a lot of all wrong. You got a lot of all wrong.
I'm just telling you, that's a lie.
All the way wrong.
Don't believe it. That's a lie.
Sometimes it works in your favor. Sometimes it works in your favor.
But
sometimes it don't.
Sometimes.
You,
okay.
You got, like,
all right. Well,
shorter.
Here's the thing.
It's
here's
the
thing. Okay. Here's the thing. All right. Plan C. Boom. All right. So now you tell him, look, I need you to focus and concentrate. Okay. Tell him that when he feel like it's too much, tell him that you want him to count to 100 and then start again.
Wow.
Tell him that you want him to think of, I don't know, boxing.
Well, then what happens
whatever.
If he goes off if he thinks about something else?
Yeah, I mean, and you definitely got to have a conversation. And that's the end of it right there. You definitely have to have a conversation and together, and this is where you got to teach him how to do whatever it is that you need. That's when that comes in. But that's when you have to, because for women, we have to look past that. I think Taylor said it, that our emotions go through our vaginas. So we have to look past, we have to find a way to turn that off and figure out what is most important, because if not, if you keep running to both of those guys where it's, you know, he can put it down and he can't, but he ain't no good and he is, then you're going to keep making the wrong decision.
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Plan D. Plan D.
Oh, God. I can't take no more plans.
All right. So listen. So now you got these two guys, right? This one can't do it for you. This one can, but
so
he ain't shit. And
man,
this
right?
one is a good one. So this is what you do, right? You go and say, look, right? You sit down and be like, you know what? I'm thinking that it might be a good idea for us to have an open relationship.
Didn't I say get you a stalker
you
before? Yeah, that's what she told the stalker before about the open relationship.
Ain't that some shit you don't want to do? Now you got a new dude trying to still go find your mom to kick you with her.
Wait, hold on. Fucking bullshit. Fuck all the bullshit. Are you really open to him fucking with somebody else?
Well, clearly he's not. Well, the good dude's not because he wants me. We already established that. Now, the
wait,
one that ain't
on.
Shit,
no,
he
no,
got everybody
no, no.
in their mama.
No,
so that
doing
really
it in
don't.
An ideal situation. You're doing it in an ideal situation. You see, because now if you say that. Oh,
you know what?
Open
I'm mad that I'm trying to find all these solutions, and everybody just keeps, like, they just keep shooting down my plans. I feel
no,
some type of way about
just
this.
Trying to show you, we're trying to show you there's a loophole.
Mm-mm.
There's some
Mm-mm.
things that you need to address.
Mm-mm.
Because
Mm-mm.
if it's me, now, if I'm sitting up there, now, if I'm the good guy and I want to make you happy, then, yeah, we can do this open relationship. But it doesn't
really,
it isn't
Thomas?
Only just
you don't
on
strike
one
me
side.
As that guy. Don't strike me as that guy, Thomas.
What, the guy that will be willing to do an open relationship?
Right, because she said your sex wasn't good.
Oh, no, I'm getting rid of her. Fuck that. Goodbye. If you don't like it, somebody else will.
That sounds like Thomas. I've experienced here lately. That sounds like him.
Like, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You know, there are some women in which I'm willing to work with. You know, if, you know, like, all right, listen. For me personally, I know that I have good stamina. I have pretty good stamina for what women like. But sometimes I'm not always going to have that stamina. Sometimes I'm not always going to be in the fucking mood. So it is what it is. But if I'm not doing the things in which you want to do and I care that strongly about you, I will let you go do whatever it is that you need to do. But also on the flip side, I will be doing whatever it is that I want to do. Because, for one, you are getting something in which you want, so I want to get something that I want. Plain and simple. Fair guy. You know, now do it always work out like that? No, but the option is there. I mean, you can't, like, I've brought up the whole, oh, let's have an open relationship thing. I would do it, but, you know, I don't really, you know, this is the chick telling me, like, I don't really know because I don't think I'd be able to deal with knowing that some other chick was dealing with you.
I'm always curious about that in a relationship, you know, not necessarily marriage, like Shakira's situation, but like in a relationship, when you open.
It can work. Yeah, it can work. It just requires, communication. That's the biggest thing.
Are you open to just, we're open to having sex outside of our relationship, but everything else is our relationship? Or are you having multiple relationships as far as committed to those other people? I have to go to this family reunion with this guy. I have to go to this guy's wedding, his family's wedding. You know, are you committed to the person? Or are you just saying, when I want some, I call this guy. When I want some, I call that guy. But when I want to hang out and have a relationship, I only call my boo. Like, what's open about it?
Well, that's where communication comes in. Because, for instance, this whole friends with benefits thing, it falls into that sort of kind of open relationship category, too,
mm-hmm.
because you can have someone and be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? Me and you were friends, but we can still see other people. But now the flip side to that is, you know, if you're going to be exclusive with someone, which is more sort of kind of like a relationship, you know, the lines of communication have to be there about what it is that you want. Because if not, then too many things go unsaid and that causes problems. So any mm-hmm. relationship, any friends with benefits situation, lines of communication have to be there. Because if you're in a relationship with this person, like let's say I'm in a relationship with this girl, me and her, everything's cool, you know, emotionally wise, but the sex is just not doing it. Okay, I propose open relationship. Now, for me, that open relationship would be more so like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, I can go out and go do different things with different people, and you can do the same. But how I feel towards you does not change. My emotions are still set to be on you. Now, if at any given point in time that changes, then I need to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something that would be communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, if you don't make that clear, if you don't make what it is that you want clear, everything is going to hell. That's the problem mm-hmm. with a lot of the situations now. Nobody is making shit clear.
Yes, that's it. Grown-ups have mature conversations and get clear understanding. That's it.
A lot of people fail to realize mm-hmm. that. If you don't make that, if you don't make that commitment to be open with your partner about different things as far as, you know, like if you want to fuck with somebody else, just say that shit. Like, I tell women all the time, like, I had a few women. I would be like, yo, listen, if there's somebody that you like, let me know. Let me fucking know. Because at the end of the day, if it turns out that you end up dealing with this motherfucker and I ask you, did you like him or did you want to talk to him or did you want to fuck with him, and you end up fucking with him, that's grounds for me to lose my fucking mind. Because I asked you, you lied, and then you continuously lied. And then you end up doing the shit anyway. I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
And then you know what?
That's funny.
Sounds like something E. Myers would say.
I actually had a conversation earlier today, and my friend was like, you know, his girlfriend is just... She is that shit crazy, just full-blown crazy, but like just crazy. And I'm like, why do you constantly deal with her if she is crazy? You know that she's crazy. Like, she's just crazy. She's always been crazy since high school. I've known him since high school. And he says, well, I can't picture her being, like, I don't want her being with somebody else. I said, what, like, in a relationship? He's like, no, I don't want her sleeping with nobody else. I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, I don't want her sucking nobody else's dick. I'm like, what? So you put up with, I'm like, you put up with her bad shit. Like, you wake up in the morning not knowing what you dealing with. But you deal with that because you don't want her. You don't want her sleeping with somebody else. That for real? He like, yeah. And I had to think about it. I'm like, well, it makes sense. Like, they've been together since high school. Like, we're in our 30s now. Like, I mean, I get it, but I mean. Like she's full blown crazy. Like, you never know. Like, she's one of them people you do not pop by her house because you don't know what you're dealing with.
And he's comfortable.
Like, you don't know what you're dealing with. Like, you might stop by to say what's up. You know, you might bring the kids a card, and you get to the door, and, you know, the door's cracked halfway, and you kind of push the door open, and you got dishes going by your head, type of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's comfortable. That's his normal. Hell, he's been doing it since he was in high school. That's normal for him.
I'm like, so you don't want her sucking nobody else's dick. So you don't know who you waking up to. You don't know what personality you waking up to tomorrow morning. But
You just don't want her sleeping with nobody else. That's the only thing that's keeping you.
He was like, well,
I'm saying though, like she just, I'm like, don't go into detail because I know y'all and that's too much. But he's like, no, like I just, I can't let her be with somebody else.
No.
So you just deal with her crazy. He's like, yeah. He said,
no.
This fool said, the only thing he do, he just go in the other room and lock the door till she calmed down. So you mean to tell me that you lock your, you got a safe room in your house? you got a safe room in your house. So whenever she, you know, whenever she get riled up, because she's like, I'm telling you, she's crazy. Like, the moon is out and she mad. The sun is up and she mad. The trees, is like, the wind is blowing and the trees are making noise, she mad. So you just go in there, you just go in a safe room until it's okay to come out. Like, how do you know when it's okay to come out? He said when the dishes stop throwing, when you hear the dishes stop breaking, that's how you know it's time to come out the room. I said, she must have, her stuff might be lined with, like, gold.
Cocaine.
Yeah, it's got to be an addictive drug. It can't be gold.
It's got to be.
Lined with cocaine.
It's habit forming. But you know what? You feel sorry for him? Do you feel sorry for him?
I think he bad shit crazy, too. I think they deserve
okay,
each other.
Because I couldn't, if I was his friend for that long, and he seemed normal because he know us, you know, the other friends that don't go through that shit, he know us. So he's seen what normal is for real, and he chooses to be there, then, I mean, I can't feel sorry for you. I just ask when you going to stop, when she kill you? And
yeah, that's
know.
What I'm saying.
So
like we all, like all of us can't even go out together. Like they go out every now and again, but they don't go out. Like you know how like you have date night maybe you know like once a week, you know every 2 weeks. Nah, like they date night be like once a month, and that shit only be for like an hour, 2 hours. Really?
Yeah.
So
but
you mean to tell
down,
me
so
you got a time? You got a time limit on your crazy? You got a time limit. 2 hours is tops.
And he likes it, so you love it, and you just wait. Wait for
and
the word.
Just,
you, need,
just,
you guys need
just
to ask
back
what's the safe word. When do, y'all, when do you want us to rush in and pack your shit and take you out? You know, do we have to wait for her to actually stab you?
I love them dearly. I love them both. I'm not going in to pack nothing because I am team crazy. If you throw something at you, throwing whatever you throwing and it hit me, oh, you best believe we got a bad problem. It's a bad problem.
And I, you know what? I don't think that a lot of people are as crazy as they're allowed to be. I mean, there is a small population of people that really don't have any regard for limits. I think people do what you let them do. And for her, he allows her to do that, so she does it. I don't think that she would go crazy enough to do that to you because she knows there's a limit and she respects it because she's not that damn crazy to not see the limit. But, you know, as long as he doesn't leave and he entertains it, she's going to continue to do it. It's a cycle. So...
I guess, but I know that one time I went over there and that dish came across my head. I said, "You got one more dish to come past this my peripheral."
And did it come? Did she throw anything else near you?
She went on back in the bathroom. That's
exactly.
what you need to do.
That's her limit. She knew it. You set her limit. You told her directly, and she was like, oh, "Okay," because I'm not that damn crazy.
Because she know I am. See, that's the thing. She know I am.
She
I am team 1-800 cut a bitch. Like, I will kick your ass in your house. Don't be throwing no dishes at me.
She knows reality. But he allows her not to have to respect any boundaries with him. So that's what she does. She only is crazy if he allows her to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I, you know what?
Right,
that's true.
That didn't allow it, she wouldn't do it. Just like
no,
she
that's
didn't
true.
Allow it. And she didn't do it. When you said you got one more time, she said, okay, that's not the one. And she left. So.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. That's true because I tell women all the time, don't you dare throw anything at me. I tell them from the rip. don't do nothing fucking crazy because I'm more crazier than you are. Like, literally. Like, you throw something at me, I'm literally going to take the kitchen sink and throw it at you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so my pain medicine is wearing off, and I got to go put my face on the heating pad because that's my face right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But
feel
I love you guys.
Better and get you some rest.
Next week I ought to be better.
Well, good. Well, go to bed. Take you some pain pills and take it on in.
Well, take an extra one for me.
No, I don't. I want to wake up in the morning.
Okay. Well, take a half of one then. Just take a half of one.
She said she wants to wake up in the morning.
I heard her. That's why I said only take half of them. All you got to do is get a pill slice and just
take
it in half.
Not for you, but for her. Okay?
Okay. All right, fine then. Since everybody want to be all technical tonight, just take one third of the pill then, okay?
What are you talking about?
Jeez.
Y'all want to kill people? Y'all want to threaten people?
Since Thomas the Top Cop is here, just take, you know, just slice it in half and then take one third and then just take that for me. That better.
Well, thank you, Thomas, for, you know, stepping in there and protecting my respiratory system.
Hey, no problem. I like to make sure people are alive and safe in the morning whenever they get up. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Taylor.
She was just trying to bond with me.
Exactly. See, you're such a.
She can bond with you in different ways. Listen, there's different ways you can bond. You don't have to make somebody else do something just for your benefit. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm
on this show with like two women who are like fucking dominatrices in their bedrooms and in their lives. That's what they are, yeah.
They both are.
What? Yes, both of them.
I don't know what I'm
saying. Wait a minute. Imaz, you can't even do that because you're the one walking around with a brochure and a PDF file and a PowerPoint presentation. So don't even do it.
She got a
guest book. Imaz definitely.
She got a guest book of people that didn't make the fucking cut.
Poor baby. I am nobody's dominatrix. I just simply say what I want. And I shall receive.
And I'll show it to you in a PowerPoint presentation.
Hey, Amash, I got a question for you, right?
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, you have a good night.
Okay, bug. We'll talk to you soon. Feel better.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, Amash.
Yes.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you have any one of the following? A gag ball?
Nope.
Do you have a riding crop?
Nope.
Do you have a whip?
Nope.
Do you have a paddle?
Nope.
I just think it's a whole bunch of more shit in which you do have. So I'm not going to go into it right now.
It's in her whole bag.
I don't have anything.
I believe it's in her whole bag.
You know what
yep,
I show
I
up
it's
with?
It's in her whole bag.
I show
a trench coat and
I show up with me, myself, and I. So, that's all I show up with. I don't have no problem.
I call bullshit
on
that. I call high holy hell bullshit. That's what I call.
I show up with myself. When I get there, hey,
puppy
boo,
pads.
It's just me. I might have my purse and my cell phone. That's all I got. I don't do all that.
Is your purse like the size of like somebody's sleeping bag?
No, my purse is not even that big. My purse is a basic little purse.
There are
it's
different types
purse
of purses.
I
even
I'm
carrying
at this point is not as big as my other purses. So yeah, it's just a basic little purse. I do switch my purses out every other day. So, but hey, that's the only way I know. But
you see, I was raised by a woman.
Right.
And I know women have different types of purses.
Mm-hmm.
My godmom, she explained to me So, like, my godmom, she has different types of person too. My mom, my godmom was a gangster. So my godmom explained to me she has three types of persons that she brings outside when she's outside hanging out. The first one is the small one. When she got that out there, everybody all right. You, she don't expect no trouble. The second one, she's a medium-sized purse, but you might want to get out of her way. That third purse, everybody get the fuck down. Plain and simple. So I've learned a few things about women and these persons. Now, in my life, I've experienced a few different women who come with different bags when they come to visit me. When they come for a short stay, they don't bring a bag. They don't bring a purse. They don't bring anything. They just bring themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come for a lengthy visit, you know, quite a couple hours, you know, like Saturday afternoon session, you know, we ain't got shit to do. Saturday afternoon session, you get here around like 11, 12 o'clock. You don't leave until like 5 or 6. They bring a nice little bag, something that has a few items for them. You can take a shower and leave one out, you know. Something, you know, they can throw on, you know, like a dress or something, just throw it on, just leave one out. But that third bag, big bag. Now, there are different classes to that big bag, but overall it's a big fucking bag. It got all her whole bag items in it, as well as something that would make sure that she enjoys her fucking night if that guy does not fulfill his end of the deal. I've learned that already. So you have a big bag that you bring with you. It's not as big as the other bags, but you still have a big bag, right?
It's not a big bag at all. It's just a basic medium-sized purse. It carries my wallet, my keys, my change purse, lip gloss. Well, it's nothing. I can't fit anything really in it. It's only big enough for the small thing. So, no, you can't judge me on my bag. Because, like I say, I switch my bags up, and the only reason why I switch them up is because it depends on what I have on. So you can't judge me by my purse. You can't judge me by my purse. And I don't have, like I say, when I show up, I don't show up with those things. Like, I don't do that.
So what?
I like.
Never mind. You know what? You know, never mind.
I'm a little different. You know, I don't fit into the category of most people. I don't do it.
Oh, I know.
I'm a little different. I like being different. I show up to participate and show up and to have him say my name. And I like it.
That is part of your dominatrix right there. Yep.
What? What? I need to understand.
What? Nothing. Nothing.
What part of my dominatrix? I'm not anybody's dominatrix. I show up.
Because
I like for him to say my name? Is that what it is? Like, pretend that I have this ego, right? It's bigger than Beyonce's. So, yeah. I kind of like to hear my name said. And so, yeah. Tells me I'm doing a good job.
So, come hell or high water, that person is going to say your name.
Okay, yes,
it's okay.
Single
more.
And I don't need no tricks. I don't need no whips, no chains, no nothing to make them say it. That's all I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Yeah. I need a boyfriend.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. I understand.
Huh.
Like, who doesn't like to hear their name screamed out, like, oh, shit. And they say your real name. They aren't talking about Imaj, like they say my real name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, or they grab, never mind, I was about to have a flashback. Never mind, that's okay. It's okay. It's about to,
I said it doesn't make any difference to me because I can tell by your actions by what I'm doing, so.
No. I mean, I can tell by the actions too, but I still like to hear my name. You ain't got to say my name all the time, but I still like to hear it every now and again because my ego does like to be stroked. So, yeah. And it's something about, you know, him putting both of his hands in my hair and grabbing my hair, and I, hey, yeah, okay, never mind. Excuse me, I apologize. Yeah. What? And then you have the ones.
I actually agree. I feel the same way. I don't know what it is about that whole thing. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but yeah.
It causes me to go into a slight frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know this is gonna sound crazy, and some women are gonna pass like, "What? She said that? Oh my god!" Like, they're gonna be like, "Okay," but I'm one of those, like, if I'm so far into him, and that's my boyfriend, and we're doing whatever, and it is what it is, like, I can come off of just giving him head. Like, does that make sense? Because it kind of turns me on in what he's doing.
I thought I was the only one.
Got his hands all in my hair, and I can feel his fingertips on my scalp, and I can feel him tug. Like, that sends me over. So
yeah.
I can't, you know. Oh, what? Yeah. It happens.
I've heard of that before. So it's not as uncommon as you think that it is. It's just not something that most women, you know, really experience too often.
Yeah. And that's why I don't, like, and even on those broken weeks, like, I don't mind doing it. Like, I don't mind doing that for you. Like, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. I got you. You ain't got to go through this, but I got you. And I'm going to get mine. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get it. Because what I do for you gets me off. And I don't see some men, it's so funny because I had to explain it to somebody one time. I was like, I get off on certain things. When you look at me, you be like, oh, she can't possibly get off on stuff like that. But I do. And so that's one of those things that I get off on. It's something that I like to do for my mate. So if you feel like, oh, you got shortchanged, I got shortchanged one night. I really didn't. I promise you I didn't get shortchanged at all. Because I came, I saw, and everything. And then he might be like, oh, well, she likes to play with herself, too, while she does that. Like, hey, you know?
Oh,
so,
girl, that,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he talking, you know, the moaning and the, that's just too much to me.
And then got
done.
To smack you on your ass, let me tell you.
He got to go somewhere and sit down. Go somewhere else. Mess around, get hurt. Mess around and get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
See?
I thought I was
she's
the only one with that.
Bad.
I sure can.
We're not even dominatrix-like. We're not. We just mm-hmm. like certain things to make us happy.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
If you say so.
Friday of next week yet.
You can already send out your PDF file.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said, is it Friday of next week yet? You're stupid.
You can send out the PDF file. If you don't send
nope,
it out today,
I'm not.
It'll be out.
I'm not
it'll be out Tuesday.
Anything.
It'll be out Tuesday.
No, I will. No, I'm not. I'm not going to be sending anything out. Just know next week I'm not going to be on my best behavior. So pray for somebody. I'm not going to be on my best behavior at all. I promise. I promise you all that. Guaranteed.
I'm not about to be on my best behavior in another 10 minutes.
Dear Lord, that is not me. I am going to bed because I have got a busy day tomorrow. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday, so I have got a busy day, and I'm supposed to go to this concert tomorrow night. So, y'all tripping. I'll probably
I'm going
in the
to
night
watch.
And I'll get in my bed. Huh?
I said, I just want to watch.
I can't watch tonight. I got to watch the back of my eyelids. Because I've been up since 6 a.m. So I'm going to watch the back of my eyelids. And, but first, I'm going to finish this line of mine. Yes. So.
Yeah, you got really quiet over there.
Huh? That's because she's sending, cause talking about my PDF file, because she's sending out her own.
I don't have to send mine. I just got to go knock on the door. You don't got to go send mine. I just got to go knock on the door.
So listen, look, I don't have any cute neighbors. Like, I would not fuck none of my neighbors. Because they just look like bugaboos. I can't do it.
No. He's visiting. He's visiting my neighbors.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Out of town booty.
Mm-hmm. And then you go on back
when?
Where you came from.
You stupid. You stupid. You all hot mess. Godly, you a different looking person. Oh, sorry. I did not mean to say that out loud. I apologize.
I can't deal. I cannot deal.
I didn't mean to say it out loud. But, next week, I'm on the road again. Y'all know I'm always on the road, gone somewhere. But, yeah, I'll be gone again. But we'll still have a show next week. What we'll talk about, I have no idea because I plan to be on the worst damn behavior next week because it's going to be team turn up all weekend. Pray for me that I do get some rest because I don't know what type of rest I'm going to get. Pray that I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and to be functional for everything that I'm supposed to do next weekend. But, yeah, because me and Tequila, me and Holstead friends, and we will be together next weekend because it's the man in the suit's birthday. So, pray
y'all
for the world.
Gonna be boo living.
No, girl. I don't know what that's gonna be, but.
No, but, you and Jose gonna be boo loving.
Girl, listen, let me tell you about Jose. Me and Jose like to bring hoes into this thing. And
oh, my goodness.
So, I will be drinking my favorite drink of choice next weekend, Ho on Coke, which is Jose, Quavo, and Coke. So I'm excited to get that in my spirit. Yeah.
All I'm asking for is pictures or video footage. That's all I'm asking for.
I will have my laptop with me.
All righty then. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I will have my laptop with me. We'll see what we can work out. don't know. You know how, you know, he might be around people and he might be a little drunk. I mean, a little drunk. And he might just fall asleep.
Because I know him when he gets drunk. So,
but yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And I'm excited. And I just got a text message. Oh, what is this all about? But anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited about that thing. But we will still have a show because I will be arriving there early enough in the day so that we could have a show. I wonder if they would come on the show. I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll have to send out a PDF file and see.
And create a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes, like this is what you need to do, and this is what I would like, and have smiley faces and pictures and all that. Oh, yes, I'm going to do it. Sometimes you got to talk to people anyway. Don't judge me, Thomas. Me and my fancy phone. You see, like, see, my fancy phone helps fix those beautiful videos that I do now for Instagram for the show. So my fancy phone does a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't judge me.
We not at all.
My love box. We had a good conversation tonight. Please talk
about
crazy people. Oh, wait a minute, before we go. So, listen. This August Athena dude, really? So you walking around fucking up people's surfaces and shit? Listen. I know people keep asking me they need to see a picture. I need to see a goddamn picture because I want to know if it really as big as a Febreze bottle because I need to understand why this bitch did not say, uh-uh, nigga, you not putting that in me before she decided to be Jane in the Jungle and hang from it and her service becomes detached. I need you to get that shit together. Like, I need to understand. Because me, on the other hand, I like a good-ass challenge. And so you telling me that you, that, and me looking at it like, I think I can conquer that. It's a test. I'm not going to back down. But, honey, I need to see pictures. So if anybody decides that they want to find a picture on the internet, they are welcome to inbox it to me, and I shall share with the lady.
And also, if you cannot send it to Amaz, you can inbox it to me, and then I can share it with her. You can directly email me, all that.
Yeah, I need to see all that because, I like big things. I'm a country girl. I like big things. I like big trucks. I like big things.
A Febreze bottle, though?
All right. And you detaching surfaces and shit? Nigga, what was the fuck were you doing? I need to understand. Did you put the whole thing in? Did you not give her any warning? Did she not put her hands around it to see this is what the fuck I'm fucking with? Like, what did she not do not to know? This nigga dick is big. And I don't think I'm ready and about that life.
Oh, my God, no. She wasn't ready. No.
She wasn't ready.
No, pineapple, she wasn't ready.
Because she spent 10 days. She spent 10 days in the hospital. 10 days. Really? So we got dicks out here now that's putting bitches in the hospital? Taylor, I don't want to call you and say that's the reason why I'm in the hospital. I don't
want to
call you.
No, again, don't call me and tell me that because, again, I told you I am crazy. Everybody will know why you're in the hospital if you call me with that mess.
I'm a
business. Okay, I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to listen to all the details and everybody going to know. They're going to know.
All the Facebook going to know, Twitter going to know, Google Plus going to know.
All Instagram.
Instagram going to know, honey. I'm going to tell you. Don't you call me with numbers like
see
that.
See where your
I'ma
friends are and ain't loyal. I'm about to get us out of here then, because this hoe is not loyal telling all my business.
It's big as a Febreze bottle. Mm-mm, I ain't loyal. I'm telling. Y'all, she in the hospital. She messing with Febreze bottles.
My friend took it and she was a freaking champion about it. Paul, yes. Whatever.
I'm going to tell that part, but I'm also going to tell about that Febreze part. I'm going to tell that. Tell that first.
I'm just gonna laugh. Yep. And I'm not just gonna get that little bit, that little chuckle. It's gonna be from the gut. Like really going to laugh.
Dear world, I want you all to know that I am currently now looking for 2 new co-hosts. Because these motherfuckers ain't loyal. And that's
you said motherfucking thing. Listen, motherfucker, I go with some old goddamn stuff. Fuck with me.
I need 2 new co-hosts. I will check out my inbox later. These niggas, I gotta go. Get off my phone line.
Fuck your phone line. Nice. Fuck your phone line.
Fuck your phone line.
Let's just
say fuck my phone line.
Yeah, fuck your phone line.
You guys
fuck your phone line. Fuck your new co-host.
And I muted that ass. Good night. Bye, clown. Get off this phone line.
Oh, good night.
Good night.